It's Morning Show at East Coast FM. Now then, the Northern Lights. Oh, I've never seen the Northern Lights, but except on television and videos and various things. But we could be getting some sort of a Northern Lights show and maybe a solar flare, all sorts of things. And looking skyward at the moment, though I don't know how he's going to see the sky through all the clouds, is David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello to you, David.
Hello, and we have a magic solution to this weather. And that's to get the whole 32 counties watching the sky.
Yes.
Didn't actually help last Sunday when there was a huge display of the Northern Lights. Had it been clear, it would have been all front page of the newspapers the next day. One of the biggest displays that we've ever seen. But it was raining over practically all of Ireland that night. I think there was one yellow weather warning alert as well, just to be sure. However, on March 3rd, we had a fantastic display of the aurora, and we did see it. I saw it myself, so there's lots of people around the country. It's front page story on the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, the April issue. It's at the printers now. And there are lots of people sent in lovely photographs. And March is a very good month for the Northern Lights, so keep watching the northern skies.
So, for people who don't know, what are they?
Well, the sun is a huge seething cauldron. It's got a nuclear reactor at the center. When you think the sun is 100 times wider than the Earth, it dwarfs us, and about a quarter of the sun is this nuclear reactor. And this produces ridiculously high temperatures, and that heat from below bubbles up, and the whole surface of the sun is bubbling ferociously. And the bubbles, the individual bubbles, are about the size of France or Texas, that kind of size, so much bigger than Ireland. And occasionally, the heat from below is blocked by the magnetic fields on the sun. And when the pressure builds up enough, it can blow its top, and billions of tons of radiation get thrown out by the sun. It's like burps. And when that hits the Earth a couple of days later, it gets channeled by our magnetic field into the North Pole and the South Pole. And there's always an aurora going on practically right now, all the time. But it's very weak and you have to be up near the North Pole to see it. But when it gets really active like this, it comes south. And that's why we would have seen it last Sunday and did see it on March the 3rd. And we expect to see it probably every few weeks. But it's difficult to predict. We only get a day's warning and people can get the predictions because we watch it every day, free of charge, on Astronomy Ireland social media. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, X, or Instagram, just go to astronomy.ie, our website, and down the bottom you'll see the links to those social media accounts. And every day, every single day before sunset, we predict whether there's going to be an aurora or not. And we got it right on both those occasions. We usually do get it right, but it's not an exact science like a lot of other things. Like there's an eclipse coming in on April the 8th. We give you the exact instant of that to the nearest minute. But aurora, a bit trickier. We have a strong indication there's going to be an aurora. Nothing forecast for tonight, but we had all the excitement last weekend already.
Right, very good. I remember years ago, and I don't know if it was these particular, Northern Lights or just what we used to say is sort of disturbances. But when I was growing up, and I used to be a mad, avid listener to medium wave or AM radio, and you could pick up during particular activities with the sun, North American radio stations. And I remember hearing all the pop records at the time from places like Albany, New York, or right across Canadian stations or New York stations that would be carried over to Ireland simply because there was disturbances with the sun, you know? So
yeah, I mean, today we have satellite communications and lots of high-tech ways of doing things. But even today, transatlantic aircraft that are flying across Atlantic Ocean, they can't line-of-sight contact North America or Europe, Ireland in particular. So they bounce the signals off the ionosphere, which is a layer of charged particles high in the Earth's atmosphere. And that's what you were doing when you were picking up the signal from a radio station, bouncing off it. So it would go out into space, only some of it gets reflected by the ionosphere back down to the ground. That's what you're picking up. Mm. And these flares and explosions on the sun, they can disrupt that ionospheric layer. And so you can't do those long-distance communications anymore.
Oh, nice.
And the that used to be a big worry for aircraft. Nowadays, there are satellite communications that you can use.
So it's
really
all different.
Much of a problem.
Okay.
But there are other problems like power grids as well that can be disrupted by huge explosions on the sun.
All right. Okay. Well, all the information available at astronomy.ie. David Moore, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you. And watch out for those northern lights. And thanks to Katie, our producer. We'll see you back tomorrow. For me, Declan, have a good day. Bye.